As they all watched enviously, Iris happily opened the package. When she pulled out the gift, everyone immediately gasped in surprise. Inside the box was a lustrous green emerald bracelet. "This bracelet is beautiful. I hope it didn't cost you too much." "Not much, Mom. Just about $30,000.
"Vito, you're more than a son-in-law to me. You're a wonderful young man and a welcome addition to our family."
After Iris said this, she gave Dorothy a haughty look. Kevin suddenly put down his coffee and got up to leave the room.
"Dorothy, why did your son-in-law just leave? Could it be that his tiny little company doesn't allow him to take a day off?"
A few of the other women heard this and couldn't help but laugh. Just as some of them were thinking of leaving, Kevin came back with a red gift bag in his hand. Before they entered the cafe earlier, he'd already expected something like this would happen. So he texted Adriana and asked her to buy something special for him to present to his mother-in-law.
"Mom, Lily and I have been married for a long time now, and I've never given you anything decent. This gathering seems like a nice place to present you with something to show you how much you mean to me."
"How did you find that so quickly, Kevin? Did you just grab it from one of the shops down the street?"
The room grew silent as she opened the velvet box to reveal a sparkling diamond necklace.
"Do you like it, Mom?"
But Dorothy's friend still didn't believe that it was a genuine diamond necklace. How could someone like Kevin afford to buy something so expensive? Just then, one of Dorothy's classmates walked over to her and asked,
"May I take a look at your necklace? I just studied jewelry appraisal in college, and I'd be happy to give you my opinion."
A few minutes later, the woman raised her head and then gave Kevin a puzzled look.
"In my opinion, these diamonds are all real. Judging from the color and size of them, they're all top quality. This necklace has a value of at least $200,000.
Her friends were envious and started commenting on how lucky she and Lily were to have Kevin in their family. One of them even invited them to visit them at their home. Lily and Kevin left soon after and drove back to Corwin Tower.
"I'm very curious to know what kind of friend would give you a necklace that's worth over $200,000.
"Oh, it's just a friend who borrowed some money from me a while back." Lily could tell that Kevin was hiding something, but she didn't want to start an argument. She just shook her head silently. When they returned home, Kevin went to the study and pulled out the box that Dominic gave him and looked at the special blend of supplements. Then he opened one of the books that Officer Emmett had let him borrow and flipped through it. After carefully mixing everything and drinking the entire glass, Kevin sat down on the living room couch. He didn't feel any different at first, but about a half an hour later, he let out a long breath and felt a surge of energy. The next morning, Lily got a call from her family. They were having another meeting. She went down to the lobby and took a taxi to the Jones Mansion.
"Now that the KWTD Corporation has invested $300 million to help us get through this crisis, we only have 40% of our company's shares left. Do any of you have some ideas about what we should do next?"
"My suggestion is to forget about the 60% that we've lost. Let's sell off 10% of the shares we have left. We can use that as seed money to start a new company.
Who would be willing to buy any of our shares?"
"I have a friend who definitely has enough money to buy 10% of our shares. Grandma, have you ever heard of Lucas Merriweather?"
Suddenly, the entire room filled with chatter. Everyone was surprised that Jason knew him personally. After all, he had dozens of martial arts schools, not just in Chicago, but across the country.
"All right, Jason, call Mr. Merriweather right away."
Jason nodded, took out his phone, and called his friend. Jason put his phone on speaker mode.
"Hello, Mr. Merriweather. The Jones family is planning to sell some shares. We'd rather sell them to you than to some strangers. So I'm wondering if you're interested."
"Why don't we find a place to meet face to face? I'm in Chicago right now."